So good morning, Frederick. How are you?
I'm quite fine. Already a little bit tired because, it's a lot of interviews and everything, but that's great.
Is this the first interview for today?
For today, yes, you're the first. The lucky one, because it's the easiest.
Giving interviews is quite of exhausting, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's very surprisingly exhausting. You're just talking, say, okay, it's fine. But at the end of the day, you say, how can I be so tired with just speaking? But the most difficult part is you are lucky because you're the first. I know I have said nothing, but the third, fourth interview say, oh, did I say that? Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say it and everything. That's a real job. I'm not a specialist for that, but anyway, I like talking games about my games. So,
So we're talking about To Dark today. First, let me introduce a bit. You're the one who did the very first Alone in the Dark game. Is it right?
Yes, I did in 1992. I did the first created and programming, the first Alone in the Dark. Just the first one.
So you have nothing to do with the second, the third?
No, nothing to do except all my tools, library and everything, the 3D stuff that didn't exist before.
So you basically wrote all the tools and all the stuff to program the games, everything about it?
Yeah, but you know, I started programming games in 1980, 1981. And I started to make games alone with just, I was programming, making the sounds, making the graphics. Okay, in the 80s, that was quite easy. Now we need more specialists than I can be. But I was used to make everything since the beginning. So when I did a tool, I did a tool. When I did an engine, I did an engine and everything. So when I started Alone in the Dark, it was the same. But you know, at this time, 3D Studio didn't exist, so you don't have any 3D modelizer which was efficient, and especially for my needs, because it's the first time that I have 3D characters with skin on them and everything. It didn't exist, so I had to make all my tools to make the game I want. So I did a lot of things, programming, managing the team, creating the design, and directing the game in general.
So that's basically all the stuff indies are doing today all by themselves. So there were no AAA studios like today, like all the big studios with 200, 500 people. So what you did years before is that what indies are doing today, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's the start of our thought with Thierry, my associate. When we started the Gloomywood to make this game To Dark, we wanted to find back the way of working we had in the 90s, the mood of the company with a small team, very 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 close, and we realized the same thing that you just said. Say, okay, we did Alone in the Dark was a AAA, we were 8 to make it. Little Big Adventure 2 years later was a AAA, we were 15, and so say, okay, let's. Now, that's what we said, indie games are like AAA 20 years ago, and that's what we did all our life. So say, okay, let's start again. Now it maybe will not be a AAA with millions and millions, but it will be a very fun game to play anyway. So
so that's quite impressive. Even people today are like, okay, games are these big productions, and you're basically... People say you are the one with the team that invented the survival horror genre. What do you think about it?
Actually, no. Survival horror, it's wrong. It's half wrong, half true. Because the words survival horror were invented by Capcom for Resident Evil first. So it was not, we never said survival horror when we did it. It was an horror game because I was more inspired by movies, Italian movie, horror Italian movies from the 70s and everything. And also Haunted, I don't remember, Haunted House, some SNES game were already based about survival stuff and going out a house. It was done also before. I did not know the game, so it was not my inspiration. But so I didn't make the first survival horror game. But I did the first survival game with 3D and zombies like this and everything. So the name is not from us, but the concept, the visuals, the way of playing was completely invented by myself. That was the game I wanted to do since a long time.
So it's this cinematic style with different camera angles and switching camera and stuff like that. So you're basically the first one who did this.
Yeah, but you know, that's the why the now we are saying that Alone in the Dark had fixed camera, static camera, but it was not possible to make something else. At this time, games were just in 2D. That was the first time that the game has 3D characters with skin and interpolated animation. That's something very important, because we are speaking a lot about Alone in the Dark, about the survival features, the Lovecraft background story and things like that. But it's difficult nowadays for young people to just imagine that games on PC were, okay, so I didn't invent 3D games, some games with spaceship or things like that, but I did the first 3D games with animated and skinned characters. So that's something also very important in the success of this game, because technically everything was new and the static background was not a choice of realization. It was because there is no 3D card at this time. So all the 3D is done pixel by pixel by programming and everything. So I just have enough polygon to animate characters, no backgrounds. And I didn't want to have flat polygons for backgrounds. So I need to have something to find a solution to display 3D with no 3D. So that's why the backgrounds were hand-drawn with deluxe paints. No 3D, no 3D renderers. It just didn't exist this time.
I remember the time when I first started Alone in the Dark years back when I was about 15 or something, and I was scared to death.
Yeah, because I did put a lot of things I take from movies, but also some secret I found myself when playing again. For instance, in Alone in the Dark, you have a very big pressure all the time. This pressure, it was 20 years ago, now it's very easy to say things like that, but it worked very well at this time. The first corridor you encounter, the ground cracks down and you just die in the game for no reason at all. But this was a reflection before, because I realized that, okay, I want to make an horror game. Okay, I will have monster with 10 polygons, we will not be afraid by monster. So I wanted books to put in your head some pictures that you cannot see on the screen. So books were very important, but also something very important when you are playing a game. Okay, you think you are the hero, you're inside this world, but you're still playing a game with an interface, a joystick, or it was just keyboard at this time. And so you need to take that in account when you do the game. So in an adventure game, 80% of the time you are just moving around. So I said, okay, if you are, you need to frighten the player with what he really does playing. So that's why the first corridor you just fell. So now you are afraid to move. That's difficult in a game. You are to some books. You have not the first one, maybe second or third book. Just open the book and you die because it was a damn book that just creates. Say okay, and you don't do that in game. Say okay, but here I want to. You are never sure about, okay, oh, I know it's an inventory, oh, I know it's moving my character. No, you'll be scared about that too, because you can die just by playing. And that's something important in Alone in the Dark to know.
It works really well, but I got the impression that this kind of game design got lost over the years. What do you think? I think the first Resident Evil did this. Some kind of did some very same stuff with different setting, but did a lot of stuff you did in Alone in the Dark. But over the years, I think Resident Evil is a good example, just got more action-oriented and less frustrating for the player. What do you think about it?
The first Resident Evil was very copycat of, not copycat, but very, very close to a lot of things, same puzzles, same kind of view and everything. Did you know that Mikami said 2 weeks ago that his inspiration was Alone in the Dark? He never said it before, because Capcom got a contract with Infogrames, they got a trial and everything, so he couldn't say about his inspiration. I was sad about that for my whole life, because I didn't want him to say, yes, Alone in the Dark is my inspiration and everything, and me to be proud of that. But hearing that, no, I never saw Alone in the Dark he said that, Mikami. I said, how can you say that? Yeah. It's not possible. There is some puzzle, dogs through windows, the clock to push, almost everything, the way of controlling the characters and everything. And say, oh, and you said you never saw the game? I was very, very sad about that. And 2 weeks ago, he said, now because he's not with Capcom anymore, he said, yes, this was the inspiration. Without Alone in the Dark, Resident Evil would have been an FPS.
It's a relief, isn't it?
Very much. I didn't want it to be to have the honors, but the opposite is hard to live.
Yeah, because people are inspiring themselves, each other. So
all the time, every game. So you know, I'm not sure to find the right word in English, but usually innovation are more evolution than revolution. So it's step by step. Say, oh, this was interesting in that game, okay, but I want to do it like this, and oh, it can be better or not. If not, okay, forget it, but it's better than the next one. We'll use it. And that's the normal way of doing things. So, And then the evolution, I think the evolution is more a question, Resident Evil evolution to action game, because of the target they used. It's a console game. And for me, it was true 10 years, 20 years ago, but it's still true. You are not every player, even if you have different kind of player, obviously, but all the players have a different way to play on PC or on console. And actually, you are, generally speaking, they are not expecting the same kind of game on the console, which is more movie things, 3D stuff, very impressive pictures and everything.
Very easy to play also.
Yeah, more easy gameplay and more helps. But on PC, you can give more challenge to... that's my opinion. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but you can give more challenge. Don't help the player in the same way as much as in console. So that's why Too Dark is intended first for PC, Mac, Linux machine with keyboard and mouse gameplay. Because I want that, for instance, that you can get lost and don't know where to go and things like that. The things that does not exist on console. So that's why I think Resident Evil go more and more to action, because that's what is expecting the audience of that game. I think so.
So the scare factor gets lost. I'm sorry. The scare factor gets lost somehow during the action and so on. But so let's talk about Too Dark. I saw a trailer and the first images of it, the first screenshots and so on, and it's pretty much back to the roots, isn't it?
Yes, but back to the roots in my way. I am a technophile in French, a geek, let's say geek. And I like tech things in the game. For me, a game is not just the story, not just the what you have to do in the game, not just the interface, not just the graphics, also the way it's done. And I like to invent new stuff, and I like to mix also stuff, because when I imagine a game, it's first a gameplay. Okay, how I feel it with my finger, joystick or mouse, and okay, this is the way to play. Now, what can be the best view for that, and also the wish to be different and something different. So yes, I want this kind of gameplay. I want something that people, as I want that player can be lost, I don't want that the player have the feeling of getting lost because of the game and the 3D, for instance. So I say, okay, I want 2D backgrounds like old Zelda game on the Super Nintendo, because it's very easy to know where you are and where to go in that kind of environment. And then if you're lost or if you don't know where to go or things like that, it's not because of the game is bad, because the view is so easy for that. It's just a question of yourself, so you don't know. Find such things everywhere. So and then for the 2D was the right things, but I hate games with just sprites for four directions. So I want to have 3D characters in it. But I will not put 3D. I did that for LBA, 3D isometric bitmaps backgrounds with 3D characters, and I want something more geek, more some something I want to program, to find a solution with. And so I think about the voxels characters. It's not voxels like Minecraft or anything. It's just that they are defined in a small small cube, with pixel, because it allows to have 360 degrees of rotation. So it's like a dual stick game. It's very easy to play. You have those 2D backgrounds, 3D characters that looks like, everything looks like 3D actually at the end. And so the way of controlling the character is very easy, and everybody knows how to play this kind of game. So I want that everybody, just when they take it the first time and that they touch it, say, okay, I know to play this game. Now I will show you how you know, don't know how to play this game. You just feel confident at the beginning, and that's what I want. And now I will make you doubt of just everything you will encounter in the game.
So it's basically very easy to play, but very hard to master.
I hope so somewhere.
I saw in the trailer you have to protect children.
Yes, that's the main goal of the game. Actually, there is three layers in the gameplay of the game. The first one is just what we said now. It's a very like RPG-like dual stick games. Regular, you have to find things, keys to open doors. You have to find munitions. You have to find things like that. Okay, this is the standard, the regular part. Then the real goal of the player is to protect to find the children and to save them. So you have to find them in all the house of the serial killers that kidnap them, and you have to bring them to the exit. And this is the difficult part of the gameplay, because the progression of the difficulty in the game will be based on the behavior of those children. At the beginning, they will be very nice to see you, oh, save me, and they will follow you. But I don't know, the Stockholm syndrome, it's called, because when you are kidnapped, after a while, the only person you see is your kidnapper, so you start to have feelings. It's not love, everything, but because this is the only person that keeps you alive. And so that's why sometimes when you save someone, say, no, he's not a bad guy and everything. Say, okay, you are 10 years in a cave, but it's not a bad guy. No, he was nice with me. That's very surprising. And that's this kind of thing we want to play with, because children, some of them say, no, I don't want to follow you. So then you have to manage them, to take them, lock them, and to be able to bring them to the exit, because it's an adventure game. There is a progression in the story, but it's level based, so you can replay the game to make a better scores, and this score depends on the number of children you saved, their states at the exit, your state and everything. So I wanted to make an adventure game with a replayability like old games with score. So because you will not be able to find all the children to save in every level at the beginning, so you will learn things and you can play it back to make 100%. But to progress in the story, you have to kill the serial killer, the bad guys in every level, the boss of every level, and then you progress in the story. But you will not be able to make 100% perfect the first time. So it will, and to make 100%, it will be very, very difficult. Because I also want that the game can be played by actually two kinds of player, because we have a very different level of language, because we are saving children. But if you say that to my son, for instance, 22 years old, say, oh, how can I kill them in the game? How can I? I don't care at all. The children, that's just, okay, that's my points. And okay, it works something in the game, because it's points for the score. But when you have children and parents, they'll become very, very important and precious, and they are very, time you miss something and one get another thing, say, no, okay, no, it's the game, you replay it, don't worry. So that's very, very interesting, the different reactions we have in front of that thing. Saving children is very something touchy somewhere, but that's also why we decided to have this kind of graphics and not big 3D, too much realistic things. So because when you do something wrong and a child gets hurt or killed or everything, on the screen it's not as frightening than realistic 3D. But in your head it works in the same way, so it's fine. But it avoids to have some too much difficult things on the screen.
So what's very interesting about Too Dark is the protecting stuff, like the protecting the children, rescuing the children, and so on. For you as a game writer, basically, who is setting up this scenario and so on, is this some kind of fear Do you think that people can connect to this? Protecting children, is this something everyone's basically afraid of?
Not everyone, especially players who have children. So and they react really. I didn't say that just before. Yeah, if you have children, you will play the game very differently than if you don't have children. If you have children, okay, as the this is the goal, to save the children, so you have to do them. If you want to play and killing them, you will have a negative score and some insults, even if you want to do that. And because that's not good. Okay, we are doing a horror game, but we don't make people make horrible things. You are the saver. You have the good role in the game. That's very important. And the not the immersion, the compassion is an English word. Yeah. Compassion, yes. When you have children, whatever their age, you have some compassion for those small voxel characters in the game. That's very, very interesting, and we will use that a lot to have several layers to of language. So you will find what you want, whatever you are, with or without children.
Yeah. So this art style, it's some kind of, how to describe it in English, a little bit simplified, like in a way that it's not these super realistic hyper graphics that don't work anyway. But in a horror game, do you think it's more important to so that you even with an art style that does not show everything, that so that the player has to put his mind into it, his imagination.
Yeah, because sometimes it's more horrible to imagine the thing than to see directly. Sometimes the opposite. But I want to play with psychological emotions and fears and things like a lot. Obviously, you will have some scare jumps and things like that that are mandatory. But the real pressure and fears will come from the environment, about what is happening here, because I can tell you the whole story here, but everything is related. It's quite complicated, and you will discover a very, very dark place.
So people who are working on horror games, especially like in the Japanese ones or from indie developers, they are talking about the negative space. That's some kind of space. The stuff you don't show the player, basically, like stuff that's hiding in the dark and stuff that's just suggested by audio and so on. Do you work with these elements too?
Especially sounds, yes, because, as a human, when you hear sound, you can locate it very easily. It's close your eyes, say, okay, he's speaking here, and you can show. But with games, and okay, you have stereo sounds or 4, 5, 6, 7 loudspeakers around you, or some special helmet with 3D things, they just don't work as it's not efficient as you are. So that's why I want in the game also to see sounds. So when you are not lighting the place, there are a lot of place will be very completely dark, actually very black. You not can turn on your monitor lights, it will not change anything, it's completely light. But in the dark, you hear sounds, and every sound thing that emits a sound, you will see the amplitude, the volume of the sound, because you see the wave of the sound. And it's used in the game for the infiltration part, because you can hear monster, but monster can hear you, so you have to be very quiet. If you walk slowly, you make just a little noise, and that's very important, because children are very noisy usually when they are scared and everything. So you will have a part of the game, you have two commands: shh, don't move, and follow me. And it will be very, very. In the two ways of playing the game, you can play it more like a shooter. You will not have enough ammunition for that, but you can use different kind of weapons and everything, and you can succeed and progress in the game with that. But it means killing a lot of people that could have been avoided to killing them. So your score, the perfect score, means that you don't kill innocent too. You save the children, you kill the big boss, but you don't kill any innocent in the game. So it will be then you are going in the infiltration part of the game, and now and then playing with sounds, looking at the sounds. So when you see a sound that is coming to you, it can be a kid or a monster, and things like that. So I really want to have an infiltration part. Will be the very, very hardcore part of the game. If you want to make 100%, you have to play it as an infiltration game. And so it means replayability, because you know when you replay the game more and more, the fears is lower and lower, because you know what is happening. But then you will have the hardcore gamer part say, okay, make 100% to see if you can. Yeah.
It sounds very, very promising. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
So how can people support you?
People can support us because we are making a crowdfunding campaign with a French Kickstarter, which name Ulule. Yeah, ULULE.fr, and to have a community to help us to make the game, because I always did games for my friends, close friends and everything. Now I have friends around the world, but I want to have the this kind of feedback. So we want to set up a community of people who will actually it's like buying the game, because from the first bake you will have the game. So so it's very quite a very nice deal, very early deal, but a nice deal to people, and they can help us by contributing, obviously. I'm showing this all the time, that's why it's for the camera. It's weird to have somebody showing the world. And and if they can pay something, just to say, okay, help us to make this game and be part of our community, because we really want we are old game makers. I make games since 30 years now, and when we did games in the 90s, we have no feedback at all except journalists. Even when the game was released, there was no internet at all. Yeah. So say, okay, the game sells well, great, so the players like it, but who are the players? How do they like it? Some journalists wrote some article, but there were specialists, not gamers also, but not everybody. So now, with internet, we can have a lot of feedbacks of game, and more than that, have those feedbacks when we are making the game, to be sure to have the best game in the world, obviously, but the game that the people who want it will like it, and that's fine for me. I want that just people like the game, the games I do. So, so come on and join us on this campaign, or share just the link. It will be very helpful. And so we will change how the survival horror are seen, because there are, I think, a lot of them are interesting on tablets, some experiments which are very interesting, or I like the Amnesia games, or how was the name of the game? I'm forgetting, and Survival Horror on console with dark creatures, but it was not very... Oh, okay, next meeting. I don't remember what I was saying. Sorry, it interrupts me.
No problem.
But I want to make very something different. It will not maybe as amazing because of the no 3D or things like that, but I believe that can be better because of that. So let's see.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. So everybody who's listening can take part of the development of the game by supporting you on...
Ulule in French.
I will link it in the blog post. Thank you very, very much for this interview. Really looking forward for To Dark.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
So now it's the next meeting. We have to hurry a bit. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you to you. Bye.
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 Bye.